Craig Sager of TNT is one of the most well-liked and respected broadcasters in the industry. He's also one of the most courageous. Sager has been battling leukemia for over 2 years now. He's had all the cancer treatments, including a bone marrow transplant, and after the disease went into remission, it returned earlier this year with doctors saying he had just 3 to 6 months to live. But there he was the other day at Wrigley Field, the place he calls his own personal heaven, and he was all smiles.
I'm doing great. I mean, how can you not be great? A day like this, Wrigley Field, sunshine, first place. I'm not used to that growing up, but I feel great.
And he did truly look good as he bounced around from one interview to another, giving inspiration to many who are fighting this terrible disease. But through his now longtime fight, this longtime Chicagoan has an absolutely positive attitude.
I just say you got to keep a positive attitude. I mean, it can be so depressing, and your family has to go through so many hardships. And if you sit there and you mope around, you feel sorry for yourself, and you bring burdens onto them. I always felt that anybody that comes to the hospital with me, I'm going to put on my best face. I'm going to be smiling. I'm going to be laughing. I don't want anybody to come into that hospital room and walk out and say, "Oh, it's so sad to see Sager like that." You know, and they want to come back. I want to come and say, "Man, he's looking good. You don't even know he's sick." You know. Something that's just positive. You can fight through it. You know, there's odds, but we overcome odds every day in what we do in our lives. And so just keep fighting. You know, Jimmy Beef said, you know, don't give up, don't ever give up. I just say don't give up, don't give in.
And he hasn't, and he won't. It's truly amazing how loved and revered Sager is in the pro basketball world, where he has worked for so many years. But he says the love afforded him is for a much bigger cause.
Well, I realize it's not about me. It's about, you know, what I represent. That's somebody fighting cancer, somebody fighting the evil. And everybody can relate to that. Somebody knows somebody in their family or friends has been afflicted by cancer, and they know the hardships, and they don't want to give up. They want to see somebody who fights this. And, you know, we've made so much progress in fighting cancer in the last 20 years. We really have. And not much has been made. No new FDA-approved drugs for leukemia in 30 years. And that's crazy. And so my goal is to, you know, fight, and hopefully we can find a medical breakthrough, and people won't have to go through what I've gone through, and families won't have to endure what I have gone through. And I really think that, you know, we're going to find a cure for this.
And in the midst of all the cancer treatment conversation, Sager just wanted to talk sports, including thoughts on his hometown NBA team, the Bulls.
This new free agency, with all the money that's going to be available next year particularly, the landscape is going to change. It's going to change big time. This is a very attractive franchise. People want to play here. They will attract free agents. I know we had a little drop-off. It wasn't, I don't think, the coaching, but, you know, Tibbs was so popular. Fred's done a great job. He's a great person, great coach. So I'm glad he survived this year, and we'll see.
As mentioned, Sager is known most for his longtime association with pro basketball, but he's done plenty more and forever considers himself a lucky man.
Well, it's amazing. You know, they always say in your career, what do you want to cover that you haven't covered? And I go, to be honest, nothing. I don't want to sound like I take it for granted or sold hat, because it's not, because every day I just love to go to work. But I've done the World Cup soccer. I've done the Olympics. You know, I've done Super Bowls. I've done World Series. I've done NBA Finals. I've done PGA Championships, just about everything. And then when they call and ask, you want to throw out the first pitch, I'm sitting there going, God, that's something I not only haven't done, but I haven't even thought about it. It's not something I even put on a bucket list, because I never even thought it would be possible. So when they call, I said, heck yes. And it just happened to work out good because of June 1st and Cancer Awareness Month and also.
And Sager threw out that first pitch to Anthony Rizzo, himself a cancer survivor. And being back at Wrigley, his favorite Chicago landmark, brought back a lot of positive memories, but also some tough ones for long-suffering Cub fans, like the collapse back in 1969.
I still haven't gotten over it, and I mean that. I hate the Mets. I always have hated the Mets. I got people I work with from New York, and even a couple guys, they have Mets tattoos on their legs, and I get so pissed. Anybody says they're from New York, they're a Mets fan, it's like chalk on a board.
And a lot of Cub fans can identify with those words. And before going out to throw that ceremonial first pitch, Sager had these final thoughts.
The most important thing right now is win the World Series. Didn't happen in my father's lifetime. He is a lifelong Cub fan. Hasn't happened in mine. Hasn't happened to my kids. It would mean, you know, we talk about LeBron trying to win for Cleveland. Come on, we need the World Series, and we need it here this year.
And what a present for millions that would be, and what a gift it would be for this particular gracious and brave man, Craig Sager. I'm David Schuster for 670thescore.com.